Alrighty, well, thanks everybody. This is Gordon, W2TTT. Again, if you have any questions, join the ComTech group or on Yahoo groups. It is a closed group, so you won't get any spam. And of course, feel free to send me an email at W2TTT@ATT.net or ATT.com or both. .net goes to my personal email, .com goes to my work one. Feel free to send to both, because sometimes there's days and weeks I don't get to one or the other. Anyway, take care and God bless, and have a beautiful evening. This is K2BAR returning the station to normal amateur radio use. Thank you very much. W2TTT.
Gordon, I sent you an email with a picture of the engine I was talking about, WJC.
Excellent, Jim. I'm going to forward that on to the ComTech group. Anyway, 7-3 for now. I got to take care of a quiz I got to take for something related to work, so I'll do that now, and I got some other chores to do before I call it a day. But it's great hearing everybody, and it's good to be back. Real quick, does anybody know who ran the net, or was there a net last week?
KC2WQJ, there was no net last week.
WDJ,
I think you said there was no net. Who was the other station?
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, no net last week.
Yeah, I figure as much Noel's away. Don't know if Randy was available, and no one else picked it up. Guys, if that happens again, feel free to pick up the net on your own accord. There's no sins here. I mean, you know, if by 5 after there's nobody showing up, you know, make a lot of noise and start a net, go ahead. It's, you know, we don't. This isn't an Iron Man exercise. You know, it's no problem. We can all share this. And but I appreciated the info. But feel free to jump in. No one needs to feel offended. Thanks, W2TTT.
Okay, Mark, very good.
Your audio sounds a little weird. I'm curious what kind of radio you're using. Maybe we can work on that together. And I'll be on the receiving end and you'll be on transmitting. Yeah, my name is Ken Mark, and I'm located in Alliance, Nebraska. That's in the western side of the state by Wyoming. And I'm in a vehicle right now going over a repeater on 2 meters. The repeater's interfaced to Echolink, and I can control it through my EMF keypad on my microphone. And I linked it to the K2FJ link radio here into your repeater, Bergen County. So, go ahead. Where about in Westchester are you? What kind of radio are you using? Back to you, Mark.
I'm pretty close to Long Island Sound, southern part of Westchester, and using a Yazeel diamond antenna.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, it sounds a little fuzzy, actually. Your audio, how can I describe it? It sounds light, very light, and it also sounds like it's over-deviating. It sounds weird, let's put it that way, but you're understandable. Maybe you might want to look at that. Maybe I have an 857 Delta also, and there's like different settings for the audio in the menu. They have like that different layered menu, like the quick setup menu and the more detailed menu. The more detailed menu, I think, holds those finer, you know, settings for FM deviation settings. You might want to look at that, because I'm pretty sure I just had quite a few QSOs on this system, and I didn't hear, I know it's not on my end, because I just had a QSO about a minute ago, so you might want to look at that in the future. But what kind of a diamond antenna do you have? Is it mobile or is it a base antenna? I use a Diamond X50 as a repeater antenna, actually. It's a pretty decent antenna. I put 120 watts into it. It's a short one. It's only about 4 foot tall, but it has very good gain for the size of it. It's a very stout little antenna because there's no joints joining it together like some antennas do that have high gain. This is one solid piece about 4 feet long, and I've used it for about 15, 20 years. 20 years. It's a very good little diamond antenna. It's dual band, 440 and 2 meters. And like I said, I use it on the repeater that I'm talking to you on right now. So what kind of antenna do you use for diamond? Is it a mobile or a base? And if so, do you know the nomenclature of it? Back to you.
I'm using a diamond, it's a 5/8 wave, it's a dual band magnetic mount, so mobile antenna, but I'm actually at home right now, and I've got it just on a booking sheet under it. I'm fairly new ham and just starting out, so the issue might be that I'm probably miles from Bergen, other side of the Hudson River, and I'm probably 20 miles to the Hudson River, so I'm not exactly sure what the repeater is.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, welcome to the hobby. It's a very intriguing and enjoyable hobby. I think you got a good radio to start off with. Hey, you know what I did with that radio? I used to use it in my car a lot when I lived in Europe. I needed a radio that, you know, I wanted one radio in my car that I could take the face off of it and leave the car with it. And that was the radio I chose. You know, I had it remote set up where the face was separate from the body, you know. It comes with that when you purchase it, and it was worked out beautifully. And you know what I did? I ran a 20-meter ham stick. That's a type of a really inexpensive vertical antenna. Well, it can be a horizontal too, but I ran it as a vertical off the back of the vehicle. And you used to get worldwide contact with 100 watts of that radio. And then, you know, I love that radio for one reason. It has VHF and UHF. So then my second antenna I would switch over to and use that for VHF and UHF, and it has worked out perfect to have one radio traversal. But the radio made its way into my house now that I moved back to the United States. And you know how I have it? I have it plugged into a PC, you know, a laptop, and I have a program called Ham Radio Deluxe. Ham Radio Deluxe comes in a free format and a subscription format. I ran both of them, and I prefer actually the free one. And it brings the menu and the display of the radio onto your monitor, and you have a much better outlook of the different menus of that radio and a much better breakout of that radio on your monitor. Have you ever heard of the Ham Radio Deluxe? It works flawlessly with that radio, by the way. Over to you.
That sounds like a to my computer while I'm working, and that'd be a good way to connect it. Part of the reason I got this radio is I ended up traveling a lot upstate, bought a little piece of property up there, and wanted to bring it up with us and run it off the battery even and try to do some F contacts once I get my general license. So when we're traveling back and forth, and it's nice and small and easy to figure out how to kind of walk up the car yet. That's another project.
Okay, very good. Do not forget the 6 meter band. With every class of license, we're authorized to use the 6 meter band. It's a very, very good band in your area because of the saturation of operators. I live in a very remote area out here, so I have nobody locally to talk to on 2 meters, 440, or 6 meters, or any band actually, But on those bands, there's nobody to talk to, so I have my repeater interface to Echolink, so I have somebody to talk to. But now we go over to 6 meters. 6 meters is a very good band. There's absolutely no FM activity in this area with 6 meters. You, on the other hand, have an excellent opportunity to use 6 meters. You have repeaters, and you have, FM simplex. You'll hear these mysterious voices, and it's really odd. 6 meters has many different types of propagation, and they give it the name the magic band because of that. Because, you'll get ionospheric, and you'll get tropospheric. So you get the best of both worlds. And, it doesn't open up very often, the band, but when it does, it's really amazing. The funny thing about it is you can also go on the sideband on that band, as you can with 2 meters and so forth, but there's a lot of sideband activity on 2 meters, 6 meters sideband by you. So whatever you do, you can actually get to Europe on that band. I've done it many times near where you're at. I used to live in Bergen County, and I used to talk to Europe all the time on 6 meters with 100 watts, And my antenna was in my attic. So there you go, So have you tried out the 6 meter band at all? Back to you.
No, I tried the 6 meter band. I've kind of been listening to some of the longer bands, I've got a dipole antenna up to 40 meters set up like an inverted V. My backyard, and without a 6 meter with that, that's great. Thank you again.
Hey, this is N2VHC Mobile. Oh, you're talking about a G5RV. That's what I use, a G5RV for the low bands. It's funny because you have to have the ladder line, and the ladder line is actually part of the matching of the antenna. It works beautiful, man. Put it up as an inverted V. You get out everywhere, man, with that thing. You know what works really good with your radio? They have a tuner that goes in line. There's a jack on the back of that radio for a tuner controller. And you can plug that tuner in there. There's a company called LVG, Lima Delta Golf, LVG. They make a beautiful line of auto tuners. And you plug this thing into the back of your radio, and then you plug the antenna into this. And it sounds like a can with gravel in it when it starts to tune. There's so many little relays in there. It just sounds like you took a soda can and filled it with gravel, and you shook it. That's the noise this thing is going to make. But it has 2,000 memories, and goes back to the frequency later on. It memorizes it. It instantly tunes it. Beautiful product to augment that radio that you have is that LVG tuner. They make one radio specific for Yaesu, and they make them generic ones. They make generic ones for every radio, but if you're going to stick with that 857 Delta, you can get a what they call a radio-specific model that's made to interface. It uses the power right off the back of the radio and everything. You just plug it in and off you go. And that is a beautiful accessory to have for that radio. And it really accents the radio to the point where it brings new life to it. And then you plug it into Ham Radio Deluxe, and there you go. You have the whole thing broken out to 27-inch diagonally in front of you, and you're ready to go. So think about it. Back to you.
Yeah, I heard about the tuner. When I got my license, I don't know what's going on. I guess even for 6 meters, it's passed. So I always appreciate the tip on the program. I guess you just need a connector cable to digital out of your back of your radio into a USB or something.
Sure.
They're all new now, right? They don't have the old COM ports on them. Be my desktop, though. I'll have to check that out. The other thing I want to check out is, EcoLink, and I'm going to try and D-Star as well. The repeaters around here, everybody seems to be going with ours, so a digital mode that might try out. Back to you, Ken.
Yeah, okay, very good. I went with those cables, and you're exactly correct. You just use a cable from the back of the radio, it's a USB interface cable, and it goes to the laptop. And what happens is, there's a lot of them out there that are pirated, and they're on sale for eBay for $5, and they swear they're going to work. They really don't. I went through that whole thing with, the Wook Zone and the Baofeng, the whole nightmare, And I got up to work, but it really wasn't worth the aggravation of making them work, because they have this FTPI interface chip inside, and they're pirated, and, the company that makes stuff realized that, and they altered their software a little bit so that they could identify the piracies and maybe a little agita of trying to hook them up. So I used to sit there and say to myself, I would have spent an extra $10 just not to have, my time is worth a lot more than this nonsense, So the next time I went around to buy one of those cables was what we're talking about, for the Radio Deluxe interface. So I said, I'm going to spend $15. I'm not going to be cheap this time. So I found this company online that swears that this is an authorized chip. And it's a name brand company, like you would buy it from Ham Radio Outlet or something like that, And I bought this cable, and it worked flawlessly. I plugged it in, and it worked. It booted up. It identified it. It found the COM port setting. Boom, bang. I was off and running within 3 minutes, less than that. I'd say a minute, Worked beautiful. So I would suggest if you do go to buy a cable to interface that radio to that laptop, buy a verified, known, good one. There's a few companies out there that make them, and they market them, and that's the kind I would go with, because, who has time these days to be playing with Chinese piracy stuff, These other ones are guaranteed to work, and sometimes they even come with a shareware disc, That's a word you don't hear often anymore, shareware. They come with a shareware disc that has free versions of Ham Radio Deluxe and many other things that will interface that radio. It works beautiful, and I think you'll enjoy that. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks. I'll definitely check that out and agree on the, sometimes they buy kind of off-market components, and I like to tinker here and there, and inevitably they don't work, or go to conferences and stuff, pick up little chargers and stuff, and get some, start breaking down, so you got to go back to the original equipment stuff. So I'll take a look at that. That'd be fun to play. It is a little bit tiny just here on the desk. Great in the car, and when you're out mobile, do want to try hiking sometime. It's just me and pretty big mountains upstate that would have contacts. Yeah, very good tip. I'm gonna jump off and working on a report for work right now. So. I gotta focus back on that, but hey, really, really enjoyed chatting with you, and IQ X.
ADQ IQ X. I love that call sign, man. It sounds very scientific. It almost doesn't even sound like a ham radio call sign. It almost sounds like an incorporation label or something like IQ X Corporation. Sounds beautiful, man. Nice call sign. Lucky you get that one. Hey, I wanted to say one last thing. If you go upstate New York towards Wurzburgo, Margaretsville, that area up there, I'm not from there, but I know about the area pretty well. There's a good repeater up there, and KQ2H, Kilo Queen 2 Hotel. The guy's a really, really big-time ham radio operator. He has a beautiful tower up there, and he has a beautiful repeater that runs on all different bands, 900 megahertz, 440, 2 meters, 6 meters, and 10 meters. And long story short, his 10-meter repeater gets out literally worldwide. And, okay, you'll say, well, I don't have 10-meter privileges on FM yet. Right, because you're not a general. But he has the repeater cross-banded, so when you go in at 2 meters or 440, even with a handheld, you'll come out on the 10-meter side. And that's legal because he's the control operator. And you're going in on your license privileges, and you're coming out on his. And I've talked on that repeater from Europe believe it or not, and it's in the Catskill Mountains. That's pretty funny. Okay, the band doesn't support that right now. The propagation's not there. But you might hear some wacky stuff when you go up in the Catskills and up in that area, just to let you know. And I'll let you go now, buddy. Thanks for the chit-chat. Beautiful conversation. I'll talk to you later. KD2IQX, this is Enzo VHC Mobile. Bye.
H2 Mobile, thanks again for the comments. Up around Catskill, the town of Catskill, New York, about 2 hours north, so I'll definitely check out that repeater. That'd be a lot. And again, nice chatting. I'm from Canada, so the Q is, with the Quebec, is kind of a fun thing to have in the call sign. So, QIQX clear.
Okay, 73, it's 9:07 here in western Nebraska, just so you know. The sun's just going down over the western horizon, and over the eastern horizon it's pitch black. 73, N2VHZ Mobile, listening.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Hold on.
Well, Charlie, you know, that's when you don't tiptoe into the pool. You just do a cannonball and get it over with. Go ahead, Oh, God, Mike.
Well, it's a beautiful morning, I tell you. Today is nice and cool, and I feel like $1 million today. How about you guys? Nice, huh? Can open the windows and get some beautiful, beautiful cool air.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I sent you an email late yesterday. I don't know if you checked it or not. Went to a restaurant last night in Stamford called Amore with my family, and right when you walk in, there's a couple of photographs of people that have been there, and one of them was Rosanna Scotto, so I sent you the picture.
Okay. I get your own autograph picture of Rosanna Scotto to you. How about that?
Yeah, I'm just curious if she remembers the place. Real Italian place. I had a pizza called Luca Brasi, and my wife had a pizza called Faccia Brut, and it was with a hot oil. I tell you, I almost needed a fire extinguisher. It was so freaking hot.
Jeff Bruce, that means ugly face. Luca Brasi, of course, we know Luca Brasi from The Godfather.
Yeah, they had really good food, and I understand they have a few places. If you talk to her, just mention it. I'm just curious if she remembers the place and if she was there. But it looks like she was from the picture. But I sent you the picture. Let's see, over to you, Rock.
82 BOR. No wonder you're a little slow this morning. You might still be on fire. That must have tasted very good, huh?
It was real good. I told the guy we have hot oil. There's, you know, a lot of places around us have hot oil pizza. But I tell you, this was the hottest. I said, I've never had it where it puts me in the hospital. He said, that's because they puree their chilies, the hot pepper that they use. They puree it. So it's almost like drinking liquid fire. You know, a lot of the places when they make hot oil, they soak their hot peppers in the oil and get it hot that way. These guys pureed it. I guess they fried it and then pureed it and put it in the oil. But it was freaking hot.
Of it. I almost died. I never had that stuff again. Over to you, Mike. I forget what it's called.
What's that, Rocky? What is it that you're referring to?
It was a liquor, and they used it. They made this Brazilian drink also with it. It's almost like if you're making an old-fashioned, when, you know, you take that wooden thing and, you know, grind up your fruit in the bottom of the glass, and then you put this liquor over it. Oh, my God.
What color was the liquor? Was it red? Was it red? If it's red, it's Zambella. That's a Sicilian anisette. Or if it was clear, it's probably grappa. Probably put grappa on it.
It was clear, Mike.
The grappa. It's like Italian moonshine.
You ain't kidding. It was like moonshine. I had to drink my bottle of beer down just to feel better.
Bad boy, you can't drink grappa with beer, man. What are you trying to do? Disappear off the face of the earth?
It was a long time ago, and it was only one shot.
That's pretty heavy stuff, I tell you. You gotta be used to that. That's very heavy. It's about 110, 114 proof.
That's nothing. I've had Polish vodka from the other side. It was basically almost pure alcohol.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Many people are not aware of it. And you have those little glasses. There's a reason why you have little teeny weeny glasses, little glasses. You know, that comes from the Anison seed, by the way. That's the pressing from Anisette. That's where that comes from, the Anisette seed.
Yeah, very
good. Pick it up, Charlie.
Okay, I'm about a mile away from the coffee stop. Mike, you were asking me something, I think, when you doubled with Rocky.
I asked you, the photograph, was it a black and white photograph or was it a color photograph?
No, it was a color photograph. She's standing there holding one of their pizzas, and there's a few other people in the picture. I don't know if one of them was her husband or what.
Was it a guy with short hair, short hair, a little on the tall side, rounded face?
Yeah, it might have been. You'll see it. It's in your email.
Her husband, Lou Ruggiero. You know, Lou Ruggiero. When I see you in person, I'll tell you a whole story. I think you get a kick out of it.
Yeah, okay, very good. My wife actually noticed the picture when we were walking in. She said, isn't that Rosanna Scotto? And I looked and I said, oh, yeah, sure, sure enough it is. So when we were leaving, I took the photograph. It's not good quality, but you'll be able to make her out and the people that are with her. Does she have young kids?
She might, I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's got a daughter and a son, AJ. A daughter and a son, AJ. And was it multiple people? Multiple people? Maybe it was a family thing. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, it was multiple people, but, you know, some of them could have been the owners, maybe people that worked there. The place has only been open about 8 months. It used to be an Italian restaurant. These people bought it over, and they've got about 8 of them all over the country and some over in Europe. In fact, the waiter that waited on us said he'll be going over to their London restaurant in a little while for a couple of months. But they're very, very Italian, the food. Had some stuff on there I never even heard of. They've got, what do they have? They have something called fried lasagna meatballs.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's lasagna cooked in a pan. That's very good, by the way. And then meatballs, of course, good meatballs should be fried. Good fried meatballs with that. That's got to taste very good.
This was a lasagna in the shape of a meatball and fried. It was really, it's weird. Never saw anything like it. But they're individual pizzas. They have wood fire and a traditional gas stove. I got the wood-fired pizza. It was excellent. Really good good dinner. Looking forward to going back again. All right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm pulling up to the mobile station. Mike, let me know how that traffic is. I'm not sure which way to go. The report on the news didn't sound too good, so just keep your eyes open.
I had a New Rochelle cop in my house yesterday. He turned out to be school friend of my daughter's. He went into the Marines. Now he's a New Rochelle cop. But he always had a thing for my daughter, you know. I haven't seen this kid in over had to be in over 15 years, you know. So we were talking and stayed up late last night, so I just shot myself out. Nice kid, though. Nice kid. Went to the Marines, straightened himself out, and good to see him last night.
Ed Rock, I'll be back.
I found the name of that stuff, the brand that I drank, Mike. It was called Aquadente.
Aquadente, yeah. Okay. Very good. We gotta get you in a restaurant. We gotta sit you down, man. You gotta have a 9-course meal the way I always have. I have a wonderful 9-course meal. I enjoy food. I enjoy myself. A little taste of everything. Do you ever have a gabutzeld? Do you ever have a Neapolitan gabutzeld?
Can't say that I have.
That is? That's a cooked sheep's head. They open it up, eat the brains and the eyeballs with pepper flakes. You should try that. That's interesting.
No thanks, Mike. I'm what they call a half-you-know-what guinea. I eat with my eyes. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that I don't eat.
Okay. Jesus, I'll tell you, there's a lot to talk about this morning. I don't know. Yeah, I got a great restaurant for you guys, but the problem is you can't get in. It's very difficult. Rayo's down on 114th, Rayo's restaurant, and I'm good friends with Frank Pellegrino, and he's an actor. You've seen him on, you know, Frank Pellegrino. You've seen him on The Sopranos. He plays the head guy, the head FBI guy. Remember when Adriana throws up all over him? Do you remember Adriana when she found out that she had to be a rat to Christopher? That's Frank Pellegrino. He owns Rio's. On 114th and Mount Pleasant Avenue. And the other guy is Agent Harris. I got a wonderful picture with Agent Harris on the wall. I met him through a friend of mine. Turned out that Agent Harris lives on the west side in an apartment. He moved out to Nutley, as a matter of fact, Agent Harris, with his family. Go ahead.
Very good. Nutley's only about three towns over from me. I got a text message coming through, Mike. I'll get right back to you. KD2POR.
Okay, KD2POR, W2YP and company, of course, and I'll be standing by here on the Major Deacon Expressway. W2YP standing by.
N1LU Mobile.
Charlie, we're on the road. Go ahead, Charlie.
How far are you away from the George?
That's exactly 2 minutes. Coming up Fordham Road.
Okay, because I can, I'll do if it's slow, I'll take the Henry Hudson Bridge and then kind of backdoor the bridge that way, the George that way. I've done that before.
You can do that. Sure, why not? That's a good idea. That's a good way to go.
Only reason I don't do that on a regular basis is because they charge me for the bridge. The Henry Hudson Bridge is $5, I believe. I'm trying to keep my expenses down.
When that bridge was, the bridge was 10 cents, 10 and 15 cents, I remember.
Yeah, the good old days.
Go out with a girl up in Norwood, New Jersey. Boy, I was head over heels with this girl. I tell you, knew the parents, everybody knew everybody. It was a big thing. The marriage was in sight. Whole thing fell apart.
It happens. It happened. This is my second marriage. First one lasted about 11 years, and this one's going on 22.
Great story. You love this story. So we break up, right? We break up. She gets married to some guy in Bay Ridge, right? Guy's a pizza maker, right? They get divorced. They get divorced after 1 year of marriage. 5 years after that, my mother gets a phone call from a friend of the family saying, "Oh, is Mike around? So-and-so is interested in seeing Mike, you know." So my wife goes, "Oh, Mike? Mike's married. Mike's married with two kids." Nothing to talk about, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Never know when you're going to meet the right person. I met my wife on an airplane ride coming back from Florida. Happened to sit next to each other. One thing led to another. She was afraid of flying, so when the plane was taking off, she asked me if she could hold my hand.
Go. There you go. That's how it starts. My story was really, really a cool story. I'm not going to mention it on the air because it's, you know. But, yeah, same kind of thing. Same kind of thing with us. Same thing. It's moving. It's moving about 40 miles an hour. I'd say 40 miles an hour. No traffic, though.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not looking for a speed record, as long as it's moving.
Not too many trucks either. I mean, I just saw one, maybe two trucks within a span of about 30 seconds to 45 seconds. I'm under it now. And it is what it is with this traffic business. It's a disaster. I don't understand. They talk about Christie and slowing down and all this. It's ridiculous. It's all crazy.
My oldest son is still awake. He had the TV on. There was another theater shooting, movie theater shooting, in this one's in Louisiana. I think there's three confirmed dead and a few injured.
I mean, a whole terrorism thing?
I don't know. It might just be another psycho. You know, I'm a big advocate of people owning a gun. I think gun control will never work. It'll never work because the psychos and the bad guys out there, they'll always be able to get a gun. You know, they're just making it hard for the law-abiding citizens that want to protect themselves. They're making it hard for us to get a gun. You know, the bad guys, they're not going to go through the right channels. They'll get a gun out of somebody's trunk if they have to. So, you know, this is a bunch of bull, the gun control. You'll never be able to control them.
You're so right, because, you know, guns are an education, you know. It's a responsibility. It's like a car. It's like anything else, you know. You gotta have smarts. You gotta be smart. You can't be emotional. People who have a gun, who are emotional, shouldn't have guns. It's the whole thing. It's very bad. Very, very bad that way. You know, not for everybody. You know, and somebody snaps, they get crazy, they pull the trigger, and that's the end of it, and they're in jail for the rest of their life. It has nothing to do with the gun. The gun didn't do anything. It's the person that used the gun to kill you. That's the bottom line. You know, they can kill you with a machete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The only way they'll get this stuff under control is to try to find, you know, who's selling illegal guns. Get these guys, these black market guys that are selling the guns. But don't make it harder for, you know, the good guys to get a gun and protect themselves. I think everybody should be armed. I know that's ludicrous, but if everybody in that theater was armed, that guy wouldn't have gotten off that many rounds. As soon as he started shooting, somebody would have taken him out. Cops can't be everywhere.
No, you know, what I was annoyed about is the fact I thought the Marines would have been packing a 9mm or a 45 on their hip. You know, you got a gunny sergeant over there who got killed. You know, that's a seasoned Marine. I can't understand why they don't let him carry a pistol or something, you know, in a recruiting office. I don't get it.
I bet you that's going to change pretty soon.
What are you going to have, a police officer watching a Marine, the United States Marine? You're going to be kidding. Don't tell me they have to wear bulletproof vests now.
Yeah, no, they'll put military cops in there. They'll put our military personnel, one in every recruiting office. That's the only thing they can do. Got to fight fire with fire.
I'm over here. I'm in getting on a Harlem River Drive. How you making out, Charlie? How you doing today?
Good. I'm just getting off the hutch onto the service road. I'm going past that cigar store and then getting on the Deegan.
My feet a little bit there for Rocco. Yeah, I tell you, I can't get over how nice the morning is here. I think I'm going to go get myself a nice espresso.
Where can you get an espresso at 2 o'clock in the morning?
You got a good diner called the Silver Stars on 64th Street. They're open 24 hours.
Very good. Yeah, if I go for a nice Italian meal, we're supposed to be taking my mother-in-law and brother-in-law out to dinner Sunday at a Italian place in Stamford called Felici's. And I always like to finish my meal off with a double espresso.
I enjoy. I don't have it all the time because I don't smoke cigars, and we were talking about cigars yesterday. But I like a good Grand Marnier. Grand Marnier in the end. Triple espresso Grand Marnier. And a nice Churchill cigar.
All right, just got on the Deegan. W2YP and 1LU. Have you ever been to this Empire, what the hell is it called? Empire City Casino over here in Yonkers?
It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather go down to AC. I'd rather go to AC. I like Atlantic City. I used to go see all the celebrities down there. I used to go see all the stars. You know, I used to have a lot of fun down there with my wife. We used to have a great time.
Never been to Atlantic City. Been to Foxwood and Mohegan Sun up in Connecticut. They're beautiful casinos. We were able to stay overnight in both of them. In fact, one night we went on our anniversary, and it just happened to be that they were shooting fireworks off that night, and it was right outside our window. It was pretty cool.
I like Foxwoods. I was up there years ago.
Yeah, those Indians are making a lot of money up there. They're always doing add-ons.
They got it. They got it, that's for sure. They got the money.
Yeah, plus I think they get some sort of a tax-exempt status because they're American Indians. I guess we're trying to pay them back for stealing Manhattan from them. Actually, we stole the whole damn country from them.
Know the original story pertaining to that? Did you ever hear the original story pertaining about the Indians selling Manhattan to us?
Well, the only one I ever heard was that we bought Manhattan for a, you know, handful of beads or something.
But you didn't know who the Indians were. The family of Indians. You know who they were? They were the Canarsie Indians.
Oh, really? I never knew there were Indians in Canarsie.
That's the Canarsie Indians of Brooklyn. That's who sold it to us. They took the money and they ran. Supposedly, this is what happened.
When I was a kid, the only Indians I knew were the Shinnecock Indians, because I grew up out on Long Island. So I heard about the Shinnecock Indians.
A lot of history out there on Long Island. Very good. Yeah, well, you're a Hamptons guy, you know. Hampton Bays, you know, Peconic, all that stuff, right?
Up further out, I grew up in Sag Harbor, but spent a lot of time in East Hampton, Southampton. Used to always go to the oceans. I grew up swimming in the oceans.
Going underneath Gracie Mansion. Okay, Charlie, I'm out. We're getting off at 71st Street. 71st and the MCR Drive.
Okay, very good. Did you ever put in that 880 machine, the Hoboken?
I got it up. It's in memory position number 12.
All right, maybe when Rocky gets in here, we'll go over there. I want to see how you make it from the city.
No problem. Did you ever put in the W2ABC repeater, the one I told you on 2 meters?
I have that repeater, W2ABC. I spoke to, I think, the president, maybe a year ago. And he invited me to join the club and everything, but I never did. But yeah, I've got that repeater. I just don't remember the frequency.
It's the only machine that I can hit with my little Bosang portable. I got the Bosang. I have it in the office. And, you know, I got a little window there, and I can hit it with no problem with 8 watts. And I talked to a lot of people on that.
Yeah, that's some sort of link system up and down the East Coast. I think it's affiliated with the with Walt Disney World or the Disney repeater system.
You hit the nail right on the head. That is what it's called. It's called the Disney repeater system. I was talking to some fellow in Pennsylvania. Some guy from Ocala, Florida calls me. And we're having this full-blown QSO, you know. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's something called the All-Star system that's linked into that 940 that we go to once in a while and linked to the West Coast. I'm hoping to find a repeater out there that I can get into. 440 repeater that's linked, so I can talk back here to you guys on the 940 while I'm in California. So we'll see how that works out. All right, coming up to the bridge. Let me see if Rocky's back. KD2BOR, N1LU, mobile.
KD2BOR, I'm here, Charlie. I've been here.
All right, let's go to 880. I want to see how Mike gets into 880.
Already on it.
All right, I'll meet you there in a minute, N1LU. Couldn't get, and you know, maybe as you go through the test, the answer for the other one will come to mind. And just, you know, recheck it. Go over them again and recheck them. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes the way they word it, you'll think it's one answer, and then when you read it a second time, you go, oh, no, I read that the wrong way.
Well, on a good note, if I do fail, I got another test set up for Wayne in 2 weeks. I have another month off. My wife said if I pass it, she's going to smack me in the head.
That's $15 every time you take one, right?
Yeah, supporting the local VEs.
Watch your wife don't break her hand smacking you in the head.
Bucky, many years ago. Let me see if I got it. Many years ago. I mean, like, before kids, we got into an argument. Sleep on the couch. I climbed into bed. Head at me. She punched me in the back of the head, and she broke a knuckle.
Just make sure you're wearing a good big pair of headphones.
Don't let you wear headphones.
No. Headphones.
You broke up.
Broke up? Oh, I just said make sure if your wife smacks you, you have some head protection like good headphones.
No, I don't need that. My head's hard enough. I'm German.
Oh, okay, so square heads, square head, no, square heads are Norwegians, I think. Way too ZOZ for ID.
Morning, Don.
Morning, Charlie. You had some kind of connectors, Rocky put on some kind of connectors for you?
Yeah, power poles, because I've got a, power pole distribution set up in my trunk. I have room for one more addition. I've got to put power poles on to get the addition added to it. Put a power pole on a black and a red wire for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe we did some of that work at the wheel one day.
Yeah, that's what's in there. Now I'm just adding one more unit to it. Eventually, let me see if I have it. Eventually, I'd like to get one of those West Mountain radio limb. You know, it's got like four or five spots on it. Power poles. Go in one end with the power from the battery, and then you add units to it. And they're all individually fused. Eventually, I'd like to get one of those, but those things are a little pricey.
Yes, yes, I have one of them. And I have some. When I finally get it installed, I also bought some extra strength Velcro to hold it on to the under the dashboard. I think it costs something like $75-$80.
Velcro or the unit?
The unit itself. The unit itself.
I think the cheapest one they have is like $69. That's got, I think, four positions on it, something like that, four or five. I forgot the model number.
Right, I'm walking over right now. I hope there's enough cord on this microphone here. Let me see. Let me drop it for a second.
I think it's going to be like 4005. That rings a bell.
That's exactly it. 4005.
Amazing how my memory's coming back since I stopped smoking weed.